Really completely different, other than they're both mobile. You know, the Raiders were very methodical in their approach, played a lot of big people, and a lot more two-back stuff. This is a lot more fast tempo, spread the field, still have the option element in the quarterback that is mobile element, but vastly different systems.
Pick a different player than you saw before. He was out for a while, and since he's come back, is he a different guy? Is he a different type of player?
I mean, Michael Vick's been a talented football player, you know, as long as he's been in the league. You know, he's been a guy that can, you know, beat you with his feet, beat you with his arm. You know, very, very talented football player. So I kind of feel like that's always been the case, you know, and in particular when he's healthy and part of a good team.
With this offense that's, you know, so new and so different than what a lot of people have been doing in the league historically, what's the challenge been like as a D coordinator? How much time have you spent dating back to the offseason knowing that you guys are going to have this game on your schedule?
We try to spend a little time preparing our library for the season, you know, our cupboard that we know we're going to need to draw from when we get to the year. And that's part of what training camp and the OTAs, you know, are all about. So we have spent some time on it, we'll get a chance to see just how well things we've worked on, how well we can execute them. But, obviously, you know, I believe they're doing a good job. I think, their thing is tempo and space, and they've got great athletes, and they work quick, and they cause you to have to be able to tackle and function in space, and that's the way the league has been going, and it's kind of you'll get a large dose of it.
Is this the first time you're going to face the potential NASCAR tempo since New England of last year?
No, we've seen the NASCAR tempo from our offense for the last, I don't know, it's been a long time. But we are more comfortable going fast. That doesn't mean that, you know, everything will be beautiful on Sunday. But we certainly work that tempo a lot. It's part of what we do daily. And so we should be more comfortable in our communication and the execution. And that's where it puts a strain on it is, you know, can you communicate and execute when it's going as fast as it can possibly go and still be able to do those things? And then at the end of the day, it still comes down to, can you leverage and tackle? That's basic football. And so you'll get a real good test of that.
Jeff, can you change a play when they're going that fast, or do you have to just play your call and make the best of it?
Oh, if they check, we can check. Yeah, there's all kind of that kind of stuff that can go on. I mean, that's something that you're forced to do. I mean, I think, you know, with the way Peyton operates out here, we find ourselves needing to do that at times. So, yeah, I mean, that's part of the cat and mouse, you know, part of it.
What's key for your defense when you have to face a Vic and a McCoy and a DeSean Jackson? What's the essential talking point to your defense in stopping all that?
Leverage and tackle. That's the main thing. At the end of the day, and we're going to have to do that. You know, and I know it sounds simple, but it's not an oversimplification. Regardless of how the play comes out, regardless of the design, what you're trying to do defensively, you've got to leverage the ball carrier and tackle him and get him down. And then you've got to go back and do it again the next play. So that's where – you know, our conditioning will be important. Our effectiveness and our efficiency will be important. And looking forward to it.
Can you pick Roger Cromartie's brain, at least on their personnel and some of their
things? You can, yeah. I mean, you know, for us, he was there. They know a little bit about him. We know a little bit about their guys. But I think the tape is the best indicator of what you can expect to get. It's a good group. You know, they're doing a good job. We're looking forward to the challenge.
In what specific areas have you seen growth from Malik Jackson from last year to this year?
Well, I think he's more confident in what he's doing. Malik, a lot like Derek Wolfe, they're both multi-positional guys, can play end and move inside, play tackle, strong, quick, You know, he's a younger player that has really blossomed this year into a good football player. He's, you know, he played a handful of plays last year throughout, but he's playing a bigger role now for us, and he's doing a good job in that role. So I'm happy about the way he's working.
DRC told us back, I think right after he signed here, that you guys challenged him right away, said that there were a lot of things he needed to improve on. What are some of the things that you were maybe hoping that he could do better?
I don't want to get into that. I mean, I would just say that we're happy we have him. I think he's a really good football player. You know, like all of us, you know, we can continue to improve as he can. You know, as we go through this season, we want to play better football week to week and play our best football at the end of the year. And so, you know, we're working towards that. I think he's super talented, got great feet, great length, and he's been a real good teammate, real good member of the Denver Broncos. I like that when he goes in the game, he doesn't look like it's too big for him. You know, he's come in and just done his job. You know, he's a physical corner. He's a bigger corner. He can really run. I think you saw an example of him opening up the other night to go try and chase that guy down. He can really run. And the moment doesn't appear too big for him, which is great because he's going to find himself in a lot of those moments. So we want him to play well.